Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Ultimate Guide to Cunnilingus. How to Go Down on a Woman and Give Her Exquisite Pleasure by Violet Blue is a sex education and instructional guide focused on oral pleasure, female anatomy, and communication between partners. Written in a clear, practical style, it is designed for readers who want a better understanding of cunnilingus as both a technique and an interpersonal skill. The book belongs to the broader category of sexual instruction, but it is distinguished by its direct emphasis on female pleasure and its effort to make a potentially awkward subject feel approachable and concrete. Based on available descriptions, Blue combines anatomy basics with step-by-step guidance, discussion of positions and preparation, and advice on talking openly during sexual activity. It is aimed at adults who want reliable, non-judgmental information rather than erotic fantasy alone. Its value lies in translating a subject often treated vaguely into usable guidance that can improve confidence, mutual trust, and sexual communication in real relationships. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, step-by-step instruction for oral technique. A central feature of the book is its practical, instructional approach to cunnilingus. Rather than treating oral sex as an instinctive act that needs no explanation, it breaks the subject into manageable techniques that readers can understand and apply. This matters because oral pleasure depends on rhythm, pressure, variation, and sensitivity to feedback, not simply on enthusiasm. By framing the act as a skill set, the book helps remove uncertainty for readers who may feel inexperienced or anxious. The guidance appears to be organized for both beginners and readers who already have some familiarity, but want to improve precision and consistency. That makes the book more functional than a purely erotic title, since it aims to change behavior through clearer technique. Its practical value is in reducing guesswork and showing that effective oral sex can be learned through attention, patience, and responsiveness rather than relying on vague intuition. Secondly, female anatomy and sexual response as the basis for pleasure. The book places strong emphasis on accurate information about female anatomy and sexual response, which is essential in any serious guide to oral sex. This focus gives the instruction a biological foundation rather than presenting pleasure as a series of arbitrary tricks. Understanding anatomy helps readers avoid common mistakes, such as assuming that one style of stimulation works universally, or that speed matters more than consistency. By linking technique to how arousal and sensitivity actually work, the book encourages more attentive and adaptable behavior. That approach is important because sexual pleasure is highly individual, and instruction that ignores bodily variation can be misleading. The book seems to treat knowledge of anatomy as a way to improve both confidence and effectiveness, since readers who understand what they are doing are more likely to communicate well and respond to a partner's cues. In that sense, the anatomy discussion is not decorative. It is the core logic behind the book's practical advice. Thirdly, communication and consent as part of the sexual experience. Another important dimension of the book is its attention to communication during oral sex. This is significant because cunnilingus is not only a physical act but also a shared experience shaped by comfort, trust, and feedback. Guidance on communication helps readers understand that checking preferences, listening to responses, and discussing desires are not interruptions to intimacy, but part of making the act more effective. The book appears to treat communication as a practical tool rather than a moral abstraction. That makes it especially relevant for couples who want to negotiate boundaries, explore preferences, or address hesitation in a respectful way. In sexual instruction books, communication is often underdeveloped. But here it seems central to the process because oral sex is highly responsive to individual taste. The result is a more realistic model of pleasure, one that acknowledges that technique improves most when it is shaped by direct exchange between partners rather than assumptions or performance pressure. Fourthly, positions, preparation, and safety as part of real-world practice. The book also addresses practical conditions that affect how oral sex works in everyday life, including positions, preparation, and safety. This is important because even good technique can be limited by posture, comfort, hygiene, and the ability to sustain the act without strain. By discussing positions, the book recognizes that physical setup influences access, endurance, and ease for both partners. Preparation and hygiene guidance matter because many readers need realistic advice about how to make the experience comfortable and considerate. Safety is equally important in a serious sexual guide, since informed practice includes awareness of physical well-being and sexual health. These topics expand the book beyond narrow technique and make it more usable in actual relationships. Instead of assuming an idealized setting, it reflects the logistical side of sexual activity, where comfort and practicality often determine whether an encounter feels relaxed or awkward. That grounding in everyday conditions is one reason the book functions as a practical manual rather than only a conceptual overview. Lastly, erotic framing, inclusion of fantasy, and supplementary resources. Although it is instructional, the book also uses an erotic framing that keeps the subject engaging and culturally connected to sexual pleasure rather than medical dryness. Its descriptions suggest the inclusion of erotica, games for lovers, and recommendations for further books or media, which places it within a broader pleasure-oriented context. This matters because readers often approach sexual instruction with a mix of curiosity and desire, and a purely clinical tone can limit accessibility. The use of witty, friendly language appears intended to reduce embarrassment and make the subject easier to absorb. At the same time, the inclusion of fantasy and supplementary material broadens the book's function. It is not only teaching a technique, but also situating that technique within erotic exploration. This makes the book more expansive than a basic how-to guide. It acknowledges that sexual learning can involve practical skill, imaginative experimentation, and ongoing discovery, all of which help explain why the book has been regarded as a notable guide in its category. In conclusion, this book is best suited for adults who want straightforward, non-judgmental instruction about cunnilingus and who value clarity over euphemism. Beginners can use it to learn the basics of female anatomy, technique, and communication, while more experienced readers may benefit from its emphasis on refinement, positions, safety, and responsiveness. Its main practical advantage is that it treats oral sex as a learnable skill grounded in knowledge of the body and in conversation between partners. That makes it more useful than books that stay abstract or rely mainly on erotic suggestion. It also stands out because it combines instruction with an approachable, sex-positive tone, making a sensitive subject easier to discuss and apply. Compared with broader sex manuals, it is unusually focused, which allows it to cover its subject with more detail and less dilution. For readers looking for a specialized guide to female oral pleasure, it offers a concentrated blend of technique, anatomy, and erotic context that is distinctive within the sexual instruction genre. If you would like to support Violet Blue, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.